The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's cold out there. Not even Groundhog Day yet. That's a couple of months away. Larry Richard with our anchorman Paul Rasmussen. And it looks like it's going to be nice and warm Sunday. Steelers host the Cleveland Browns with a high near 50 and a mostly sunny day. We'll look forward to that in between. We are connecting with broadcast legend, Hall of Famer Bill Hillgrove, my colleague, University of Pittsburgh, voice of the Panthers basketball team, 56 seasons. Bill is in Mississippi with us this morning. And unfortunately, 19th-ranked or 18th-ranked Pitt fell to Mississippi State. Bill, what happened?
Is Black Rock in Mississippi?
I don't know.
This was a bad day at Black Rock.
Yeah, 90-57 after the huge win over Ohio State last Friday. Seriously, what happened?
They failed to match the physicality of the Bulldog. You tip your hat to the Bulldogs. They took the play to Pitt in every way, offensively, defensively, hustle-wise, physicality, and the Panthers didn't match it. And as a result, you know, it almost turned out to be Jalen Lowe against the world. Well, one guy can't do it. And, as a result, you know, you saw what happened. Points in the paint, off the chart, second chance points. This team averages 14 offensive rebounds a game. Pitt allowed them to get 16. And the Panthers just did not play well. And, you know, it kind of felt like a lot of the air came out of the balloon after that big win at Ohio State. But those things happen, and the measure of the players will be how they respond, because Saturday against Virginia Tech is the start of the conference season, and now you got to worry about that and forget about the SEC-ACC challenge.
Yes, about the SEC-ACC challenge, Bill, the ACC didn't make out so well. There were more than a dozen games, right?
I think 13, and it was 10-3 the last count I had. SMU did not participate, neither did California. But, you know, hey, it's a lot of basketball left. And if you want to measure these two conferences, I think you'll get a more accurate gauge in March to see how they do in the Big Dance.
Well, let's shift to the Pittsburgh Steelers after being the play-by-play voice for 30 seasons. You've seen, let me do the math, at least 60 matchups, including a couple of additional playoff games between these two teams. Shocking the way they lost in the snow in Cleveland on a Thursday night a few weeks ago, but I have a feeling they'll be out to exact revenge on Sunday against the Browns.
I kind of figure that myself, and I think so does the public, but that's why they play the games, and we'll see what happens. What I'm encouraged about is that Arthur Smith's offense is finally starting to show itself. The versatility, the use of play action, and Russell Wilson is the perfect trigger man for that offense. He's had, what, every game except one, and that was in Cleveland, triple-digit pass efficiency rating. We haven't seen that since Ben, and I think that's a good portent. Now, that having been said, yeah, they are maybe one wide out short of a full deck, and they just have to make do with what they have, and you just hope and pray that George Pickens, you know, doesn't hurt the team with any more of those penalties.
You know, Bill, I like how the Pittsburgh offense matches up with the Cleveland defense when you look at what Denver accomplished in the last game. But even more so, I think that the Pittsburgh defense is going to have a field day with the Browns offense, don't you?
Yeah, I kind of figure that, although I give Jameis Winston a tip of the hat. You know, he's kind of solidified their quarterback position. He did have a ton of interceptions against the Broncos, but, you know, I think, yeah, that to me is where you win the game. I think you, especially as we go down the stretch in the NFL, defense is much more important every single week. And T.J. Watt was shut out the last time. I don't see that happening again on Sunday.
All right, before you go, Bill, Hard Knocks on HBO, as you well know, features now. The debut was Tuesday night. The four teams in the AFC North, the Steelers, Browns, Bengals, and Ravens. But the star, maybe not a surprise to us, seems to be Mike Tomlin, and he was asked if he would watch Hard Knocks.
Anyone else?
Mike, you gotta watch Hard Knocks?
Absolutely not.
All right, well,
I guess that's no surprise. These coaches don't like the scene or the intrusion. You know, they had 21 cameras set up in their team room, just for an example, and it's kind of intrusive.
Yeah, it is, and but that's the way modern society wants it, and so that's why I'm sure the Steelers reluctantly agreed to do that. I'm sure the league kind of convinced them, but, you know, the AFC North, to me, is still the best division, and so for them to do all four teams on Hard Knocks, I think, is very, very just.
Yeah, and I would say that maybe they said this, Bill, you want the draft? You got to do Hard Knocks. Okay.
Yeah, that's for sure.
All right, Bill, safe travels, and thanks, as always.
Off to Blacksburg we go.
All right. The great Bill Hillgrove on the Big K Morning Show.
And, Larry, what a change of scenery. I mean, from Mississippi to rural Virginia, and Starkville is a small place. It's not a big place at all. Have you been there?
No, I've never been to Mississippi. And think of, Bill, we just flew back from Boston.
Oh, that's right.
Overnight Saturday into
Sunday morning.
Talk
about culture shock.
And then he had to go to Mississippi and now to Blacksburg, Virginia. So bouncing all over the map. 56 seasons.
Yeah.
As the voice of Panthers basketball. And by the way, football note, obviously a disappointing end to Pitt's football season, losing 5 in a row, but they are 7-5 and they will get a bowl bid. The bowl bids will come out on Sunday. So we'll find out where everybody's going.
Do you have a suspicion at this point?
Military Bowl, which would be Navy at the Naval Academy. Pinstripe Bowl in New York City in Yankee Stadium. And potentially in Fenway Park in Boston. And there's some other possibilities, but those seem to be the most likely. So we'll find out Sunday. And good luck to Penn State with Oregon this weekend for the Big Ten Championship. They're going to be in the playoffs. The 12-team playoffs expanded this year for the first time.
Nittany Lions fans have got to be psyched right now. Turning the wipers on to deal with the back spray. I thought, this is another poor soul who thinks that because they have an SUV, it's granted them special magic powers over slick roads.
That is so spot on. Thank you. All right, every Thursday at this time, we check in with Christy Graver, who is the food editor at Pittsburgh Magazine. Christy, it looks like you're home, so you didn't have to drive anywhere this morning, obviously, or did you?
I did. I just dropped my daughter off at school. She had a two-hour delay, so it's very slippy out. So it's, yeah.
It is kind of slick out. Well, let's talk about Penn Brewery's Austrian-born owner welcomes Krumpus, his childhood nemesis, to the north side. So
yes,
let's start there. Penn Brewery has been there a long time.
It has, 1986. And a couple of years ago, Stefan Wolfgang Nischt bought it. He grew up in Austria, where Krampus is, like, you know, a big deal. And Krampus was actually very mean and would, like, physically beat him. There's not going to be any of that tonight, but they are having a Krampus Fest on December 5th every year. This is what happens. So Slayer, the Krampus band, will be there playing. They have their own black IPA that will be released tonight. So it's going to be really fun. I'm going to be there in costume. And yeah, you should come out and have some schnitzel sandwiches and good beer. And it's going to be a fun time.
Wait a minute. What are you going to be dressed as?
Krampus with a C.
I've heard of this. Is this like a German legend?
Yes, it's an Alpine legend. According to European folklore, Krampus emerges from his cave every December 5th to capture, beat, and eat naughty children.
Oh, wow.
So
that's
it's like the
nice.
Anti-Santa.
Well, yeah. And today also happens to be, conversely, St. Nicholas Day. And as I recall, if you put your shoes outside your bedroom door, they would be filled with candy or treats.
Well, St. Nicholas Day is tomorrow, and Penn Brewery will have a celebration of St. Nick, and they'll tap their firkin of St. Nicholas Bock, the Brewer's Reserve. So that's tomorrow. If you're really not into, like, beastly creatures, but I am, so we'll be going there tonight.
So in legend, you put your shoes out on December 5th, then St. Nicholas Day, you get
yes.
filled those with treats until some of the kids developed athlete's tongue. All right. That's an old joke. All right. Rumor is that you went from Pittsburgh to Iceland, and this week you didn't have to go anywhere.
Well, unfortunately, I didn't go to Iceland. My coworker, Huck Beard, he's our creative director. He went to Iceland and he returned with some amazing sweaters and photos and stories about the land of fire and ice. The article is online and it's also in our December issue, which is on newsstands now. Trust me, you will want to go there after you read it. Nonstop flights on Iceland Air from Pittsburgh International resume in April. So book your ticket now because the photos are amazing. It looks like a really magical place. So I'm very jealous.
I actually have heard, and there have been a number of people that are surprised that I believe I was told it's a 6-hour flight, which nonstop from Pittsburgh is pretty good to go to Iceland. You would never think it's that close.
Right. And it looks so beautiful. The pictures he took, I mean, are just amazing. So, yeah, I really want to go.
Iceland Air. And finally, Remedy Brewing in Oakmont.
Local Remedy Brewing. I used to work at a video store in Oakmont back in the 90s. So I have a soft spot for Oakmont. But so a local brewery is opening there in the old Oakmont Bakery headquarters. It's called Local Remedy because there's a couple of physicians on staff. So it's going to be a really cool place. And they not only do they brew good beer, but they're good people. They want to donate 1% of their gross income to local organizations in Oakmont. And also a lot of their tables, their bar top, and their benches are made from trees around Oakmont that had to be taken down. So it's a really cool tribute to a place that really loves its trees.
Well, Oakmont's going to be really special because they got the Open coming back in June, which for those people that prepare for that, the game is on.
It's big time. Yeah.
I love Oakmont. I love Oakmont Bakery, the Sorreo family, and I really appreciate that they redid the Oakmont Theater several years ago to restore it to its Art Deco original design. And it's
beautiful.
A wonderful venue. All right, mm-hmm. Christy, good luck tonight. Krampus.
Thank you.
And then
my hero.
St. Nick tomorrow. Put your shoes outside your bedroom door this morning or tonight for
let
tomorrow.
Me know what you get.
All right. Read all thanks, about Larry. It. Pittsburgh Magazine, Christy Graver, the food editor. She finds these great stories. I love it. We're going to go live to Andrew Kenzel, who is a meteorologist in charge. If you're not in charge, you are now, Andrew. Welcome to KDK. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm certainly not in charge, but I'll take that.
You know what? No one's really in charge. Mother Nature right now. So I know you and your team, for for those that don't know, the National Weather Service is the official arm of our federal government that monitors the most important thing on a daily basis is the weather. And we all know we've had some challenges, but you post the warnings, watches, and we've seen blizzard warnings in Garrett County, Maryland. So if you could kind of walk us through where we stand in the region for today into tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. So starting out bright and early this morning, we do have a lake effect snow warning in effect for the northern portions of our area, largely up towards Mercer, Venango, Armstrong, Jefferson, and Forest counties. That's for continuing lake effect that we expect to be coming off the lakes throughout the day today, and that's going to go until about 1 p.m. on Friday. So we're expecting there to be bouts of lake effect snow coming off those lakes throughout much of the day today and then into the afternoon hours tomorrow. We're also still working with winter storm warnings out across the ridges on the very eastern portion of our area, out in Westmoreland, Fayette County, and then down into the ridges in West Virginia. We're extending those through about 7 o'clock in the morning tomorrow for a little bit of snow that will be helped along by some terrain influence for those areas. We do still have a blizzard warning in effect in eastern Tucker County, and that runs again until 7 o'clock in the morning on Friday for those low visibility conditions and really gusty winds that we've seen in that area. Elsewhere, we just have a couple of winter weather advisories for one tier lower of counties just north of Allegheny County, just north of Pittsburgh there, until 7 o'clock in the morning on Friday. So we still have, you know, a mishmash of some advisories and warnings out in effect for the area through the day today and then into the early morning or early afternoon hours of tomorrow.
Andrew, this is Paul Rasmussen. I've got a question for you about the front that came through last night. Some people think that we had what would be called thunder snow. There was quite a lot of lightning activity. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so there was thunder snow observed in the area last night. It's pretty exciting. That's a relatively rare phenomenon where it's a little bit difficult to get the kind of forcing and lift that you need in the cold season to actually achieve that. So that's not a super common occurrence. So for a lot of us here, that was a pretty exciting occurrence to see. But yeah, we did have a cold front push through last night, and there was just enough lift and instability with that front to give us a little bit of thunder. We saw a couple of flashes near midnight last night in the city.
All right. That said, it does look like we'll have a good day for Steelers football on Sunday, right?
Yeah, it does. After what's been a little bit of a cold snap here, we're expecting to kind of moderate as we head into the late weekend with high temperatures on Sunday, expected to be upper 40s or near 50 degrees under mostly sunny skies. So gone is the cold weather, and hopefully it'll be a good day for the Steelers and a good day for a win.
All right, one last question, Andrew, and that's about we went through this drought period late in the summer into the fall. Where do we stand right now? It's hard to think about that when it's freezing out and windy and nasty, but where are we in terms of waterfall?
All right, so right now we're still experiencing a pretty exceptional drought across quite a bit of our area, and that hasn't really changed all that much. We've been slowly making a little bit of headway here over the last, I'd say, like 3 or 4 weeks, kind of nickel and diming our way with a little bit of precip each and every day, it almost seems like. But there's still a lot of headway to make in eliminating that drought, and that's going to be a much longer process than just a couple weeks of wetness. So we're eating into that, but there's still quite a bit of drought out there, and we're slowly eating away at it.
Meteorologist Andrew Kensel, thank you for the time this morning. Appreciate it.
Yep, thank you.
All right, from the National Weather Service. So anytime you see warnings, watches, and anything they post in advisories, now you know where it comes from. And they're part of our federal government.
I know that I follow them on X. It's NWS Pittsburgh, and oftentimes you'll see things there that you won't see anywhere else.
Yeah, I know, I do too.
And I share them with you, you know, constantly, yeah.
It's pretty sad that Paul and I are sharing texts from NWS.
Probably Aaron. Annoying too, but...
Aaron, no, not to me. I still love it, although I'm in the Weather Witness Protection Program.
Yes.
You like that you like that kind of talk, didn't you, Aaron?
Loved it. I tell you, I just have a greater understanding. I really do.
Plus, I like listening to the enthusiasm for weather, you know, when he was talking about the thunder snow.
And admittedly, growing up, my dad was like, check the weather every day before you leave the house, because in Pittsburgh, you can never assume.
It changes many times rapidly. The other thing, as a dad, talking to your son or daughter driving, is make sure you have enough gas. Check your fuel.
Yep.
And now it's going to be, make sure you have enough charge.
True.
Right?
Yep.
You know, my grandfather used to say, never let your gas tank get half empty. Always fill it up when you get right down to half.
And you know what my Uncle George said, the late Uncle George from Woods Run in the North Side, never be scared of being afraid.
And I'll rep for the ladies who ride close to E. I always push it. Always. And I'm trying to do better.
Do better, Aaron.
Just thought I'd confess to everyone.
Please, don't wait for the electric to take over, because then you'll be on low charge.
And that's bad, yeah.
Yeah. Coming up, we're going to check in with AAA. A lot going on out there. Just some reminders as we get into the new winter-like driving season. And also, we have a visit from the aviary. The aviary's brought... Do you know what it is that they brought in, Aaron?
I believe it's an owl.
Who?
An owl.
Who? And guess what? Tomorrow starts a big weekend, this Steel City Con in Monroeville. Have you ever been to one of these, Paul?
No, I haven't.
Aaron?
Never.
Look at the list of celebrities. This is crazy. Joe Manganiello, he's a local guy. Everybody knows Joe, right? Big Steeler fan. He was married to Sofia Vergara. Annie Potts, Josh Gad, Jack Osborne, Heather Locklear, Danny Glover, Bryce Dallas Howard, also Selma Blair, Tara Reid, Randy Quaid is coming. How do they get all these celebrities to do this? Ah, money. So, yeah, Bobby Monahan from Saturday Night Live.
Cole Sprouse.
The Big Show's coming. Mandy Rose and Adam Cole. So if you know any of these celebrities, here's how it works. You pay, and I have the list here, thanks to Aaron. You pay for an autograph anywhere from $80 to $100. And then if you want a photo op, it's usually $100 or more. Joe Manganiello is $100 for an autograph. And then $125 if you want a photo.
I'm curious to know what you charge, Larry.
You know, they have that cameo thing where they get, you can get celebrities to do a short little video for you.
Which is really cool.
The range is from like $50 to $2,000, I think, for...
Oh, yeah.
What's her name now? You know who I mean.
Actress?
No.
Athlete.
Used to be Bruce Jenner, is now...
Oh, Caitlyn Jenner.
Caitlyn Jenner.
She's the most expensive in cameo as a last look. It was like $2,000. But anyway, so we got to reach out. Maybe we get Joe Manganiello on, since he's a Pittsburgh guy.
Yep.
And a Steelers fan and all that.
CMU grad.
Yeah, for tomorrow. But I'm curious. People go to this stuff and they line them up and they tell you what windows they're going to be time-wise in. And they've got Star Wars. They got the Clone Wars panel. So they have conversations. And who would you want to see on that list? Anybody? You want to meet somebody?
Heather Locklear.
I knew you were going to say that.
Well, okay. When she was on TJ Hooker, and you know, that was a pretty good show back in the day, right?
I understand. I get it.